back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me, coming to you from the broadcasting lair of Zia Comics in beautiful downtown Las Cruces. I am your host, Troy Stegner. Before we get into this comic book review, I'm going to ask one favor for you. Please subscribe, it helps us a lot. Pandering over. Looky, looky. Comic bookie. Boom. We have Huntress, number one. She's getting her own series again. Part of the Batman family. She's kind of an anti-hero, not really a villain, not really a hero. But yeah, this is a real interesting, it's part of the Batman Secret Files. Huntress number one. And it starts right out with, and if you don't like spoilers, don't watch this video because I'm going to spoil this to death. So it starts out, Huntress is going back to her house. Looks like, you know, she's wearing a hospital gown and a trench coat. She's got still got the IV in her arm even. So she flops down with her cat, you know, takes out her IV and goes to sleep. And that's where you find out why she was in the hospital. She starts remembering. And that's how they present it to you in the book. She was fighting Huey Vile, who has this this big old parasite that he can affect other people with. And they kind of do his bidding. So she, you know, she got infected with it, and that is how she ended up in the hospital. She was fighting El Batman, the man of the bat there. And, that's all she remembers. She wakes up in the hospital. Somebody else was there who had been infected also and tried to fight with Batman, just some journalist. And she grabs her trench coat and takes off, man. She doesn't want to get caught. So she gets home and, you know, the nurse told her, hey, you know, we got the parasite out of you, but you're really, really dehydrated. So she thought that's why she was all tired, but now she's got kind of a symbiotic link, I guess, to all these other parasites. Even though her parasite is supposedly gone and out of her, there must be enough remnants in there that she kind of has a connection. I'm going to compare it to Marvel with Venom, so she can see the things these other parasites are doing, because all she sees is like tons and tons of victims, you know, screaming and running, all these people she doesn't know, and that's where she makes the connection. Oh my God, I'm seeing all these other infected people attacking others. So she still, you know, pretty weak, shouldn't be going out, but she does anyway. And she grabs all her gear, jumps on her bike, and she's going out to find all these people and stop them from attacking others. And, you know, getting the parasite out of them, you know, she's calling the ambulances and other things to pick them up because they're just, you know, they're basically mindless zombies with that parasite in them. They're doing Huey Vile's bidding. And his bidding is to go out and infect other people. So, or kill them or hurt them. So, you know, she's going all over town, and finally, you know, she stops one guy, and that's when Huey Vile, through this infected person, sees her and is trying to tell her, I see you, and I'm coming for you, and she's like, yeah, okay, whatever, and kind of gross, the parasite pops out of the dude's eyeball, and she steps on it and squishes it. But, you know, she's sitting up above the city. She's trying to, you know, through her mind connection with all these things, trying to find and stop all these attacks. When Oracle, you know, gets in contact with her and tells, you know, she wants to know where Batman is because she believes Batman's infected. She tells her where Batman's at. And the next thing you know, pow, she is zooming off on her Huntress bike. Does the Huntress bike have a name? Huh. Not sure. Anyway. So she's going after that. She's going to probably going to end up fighting Batman again, try to get this parasite out of him, if in fact he's infected. As a number one, not bad. The Batman Secret Files so far, not been bad. I love this artwork. That is just beautiful artwork. And the story, not bad. I want to see where it's going. These Batman Secret Files stories, I guess they're going to be short contained. Little mini series. I'm not hating them. This I wouldn't say subscribe to it, but I would definitely pick it up off of the shelf and probably number two also to see if it continues being this good. So that was my review for the Batman Secret Files Huntress number one. If you like this review and you'd like to see more like it, because why wouldn't you? Subscribe, man. It don't cost anything. It's free and it helps us a lot so we can do more videos like this for you guys. And until you see that next video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.